story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Todd has just entered Mac's room.
No.
No. Oh my God.
No. No.
I can't believe we've seen you.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm so sorry for all the things you've been going through all along this time. Oh, boy, are you a sight of sore eyes, Mac. I don't want to go call Raven. I'm sure she'll be home as soon as possible. I just want to go tell Mom. She'd be so happy to see you, Mac.
Raven?
Like, are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Do you even know who I am? It's me,
Raven.
Todd.
Raven.
I know this has been rough for you.
Raven.
Everything is going to be all right now. I swear.
At Aunt Simone's house in France, Blake is talking with Raven in the kitchen.
I had a nice talk with Aunt Simone earlier.
I can't believe the hospital let you see her so late.
Well, she hasn't been sleeping on her normal schedule, and I talked the nurse into letting me stay until she fell asleep. Surprised to see you up at this hour.
Well, Marty hasn't adjusted to the time difference. I pretty much keep whatever schedule he decides to keep.
You know, I feel so at peace whenever I talk to Aunt Simone. She has a way of putting things in perspective for me.
She seems like a great lady. I've been able to talk to her a little. I think I know what I need to do when I get home.
You mean a memorial service for Mac?
Yes. It's time to say goodbye. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to move on with my life. But I can't keep holding on to the false hope that he's going to just show up on our doorstep one day. It wouldn't be fair to Marty if I did that.
You know I'm here for you anytime you need to talk.
I do.
Who the hell could be calling at this hour?
Do you think it's someone from home?
We'll see. Hello? She's actually not asleep, Connie. Hold on. It's Connie.
Connie? What is it? Is something wrong?
No, Raven. Something is right. Mac is alive.
What? What are you saying?
I'm not sure of all the details, Raven, but he was injured in the explosion, but he made it out. He's been at St. John's Hospital this whole time. Hannah and Todd are with him now.
Oh my God! Blake, am I dreaming?
What's going on, Raven?
Mac is alive!
At his apartment, Rex is talking with Perry and Kyle.
Rex, Kyle and I were lovers.
Way to gently break the news, Perry.
Lovers? What are you talking about?
I met Kyle one night at a bar, and you know, one thing led to another.
Kyle... You're...
No, I'm not gay. I was coming off a bad breakup and pretty much going out and getting plastered on a nightly basis, and one night I ended up at some gay bar, and the next thing you know, I'm waking up with a dude in my bed. Scary.
Scary? Best damn night of your life, mister.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Kyle, you are the last person that I expected to hear a story like this from.
Well, it's not exactly something I wanted the world to know about. When I saw Perry at dinner that night, I asked him not to say anything. It was just a stupid, one-time thing. I'm happy you're gay and proud, but it's just not my bag. Sorry, Perry.
Hey, now. If you didn't enjoy it with me, then you really must be straight.
Okay, all kidding aside, this is weirding me out a little.
Look, Rex, we're talking about ancient history here. I hope this won't have any effect on our friendship. I'm not sure why, but some people consider me a bit snide, but I'm serious when I say that I want nothing but the best for you two.
I believe you are as sincere as you can be.
So, everything's good between us?
Yeah. Sure. Let me get that. Hello?
Rex, it's Hannah. I have this amazing news for you. Mac, he didn't die in the subway bombing like we thought. He's alive.
At his apartment, Chuck is talking with Adriana, Alexandra, and Dara about Adriana's aerobics class.
I'm sorry, Adriana, but I can't stop laughing.
You were really good, Adriana.
Chuck's right. You were great, sis. I think everybody had better abs after your class.
Wow. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll have to teach another class sometime.
Dara's right. There are some quick certifications you can get to teach anywhere you want.
Oh, no. You never know, Adriana. You just may have found your calling.
I'll get it. Mr. Jessup.
Hello, Chuck. Zoe told me where I could find you. I understand Alexandra Jones lives next door.
Yes, but she's here right now. What do you want, Zach?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.